This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
Welcome, everybody, to today's episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have a couple of lovely neighbors on with us. That is PA and Ashley from Cold Crowns. What's up, ladies?
Hi.
Not a bad little intro. You know, the coolest thing I'm going to say just for the listeners on the show, we got to meet in person at a trade show at the Bradford Garden Gallery. And not only were you offering, which we're going to get in and talk about, a very, very cool product, much needed product in my opinion, but my significant other, Julie, and I just hit it off with you ladies. Like, you were having so much fun. We were just kind of shooting the shit and we're like, hey, let's all go out and meet. Now I want to have you over for supper. You're so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're cooking, we're more than happy to come over for supper.
I will boast in one department, and that will be in the kitchen.
Amazing. Okay. When can we come?
We'll talk about it on the other side. Okay. All right, so let's dive into this. I know already about your business, but for our listeners, they don't. So let's dive into it. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your business?
Yeah, so Cold Crowns is a cold capping rental company. So it offers individuals going through cancer the opportunity to essentially retain their hair as they go through chemo. Currently, it is only indicated in solid tumor patients. So we get a lot of breast and ovarian, cervical, a lot of women. But the method has been around for about 30 plus years. It was started in the UK and then it has been FDA approved in the US and Canada in 2018. The awareness isn't around it. The awareness isn't out right now just because it's not covered by insurance, but it does have a 78% success rate. So depending on the client's type, density, and type of chemotherapy. But so essentially what we do is we rent out these cold caps to cancer patients and they wear it during their chemotherapy and they keep most of their hair.
You know, that's really cool considering that not only is it absolutely terrible to have to go through that experience of A, being told you have cancer, what varying degrees, and then there's not a certainty you're coming out on the other side. But then you have to go through the ramifications of chemotherapy, losing your hair, losing your confidence, losing who you are as a person. And the product that you offer really helps kind of ease them through that process. How do you see your business impacting the overall cancer patient experience from that?
I just think, like, if we can raise enough awareness and, like, let people know about this service, I mean, before you ever get cancer, before you ever know anybody with cancer, because it's so important to know about it. Basically, as soon as you get diagnosed, these are your options. And I just want, like, everybody to know about it so that it just becomes like a standard of practice. You just find out you have cancer and then you're like, okay, well, am I a candidate for cold capping? Do I have the potential to save my hair? And, you know, have some little control in your entire diagnosis and just have that confidence going through it and keep your dignity. And yeah, we're just hoping that, you know, if there's enough awareness and enough people are asking about it in Canada, then hopefully it can get picked up by an insurance company or maybe even the government. So that's what we're hoping. Yeah,
there's actually a foundation in Quebec that there's one hospital specifically in Quebec where a foundation actually covers it for all of their patients, which is amazing. But unfortunately, here in Ontario, we don't have that yet. So even something like that would be awesome just to kind of tell people and let people know that there is an option out there. You don't have to lose your hair. And yeah, giving patients the control back to them that they want.
Yeah, I mean, education is a large part of all of this and getting the message out, but teaching people so that they understand, you know, like you said, those options that are available to them. And I'm also really happy that we're able to have you on the show and help you spread that message.
Yeah, that's pretty much our whole goal. That's why we're always, you know, trying to spread the awareness in any way we can. We've got our scrunchie fund and we're always out at markets and basically anywhere we can get out there and just really spread the message so that people know about it.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Okay, so tell our listeners a little bit about your journey, like how and why did you ladies get into doing what you're doing today?
Yeah, so I'm actually an oncology nurse of close to 10 years now. And so I have been working with oncology patients my entire career, essentially. And I just saw the mental toll that it took on patients when they would lose their hair. I remember specifically this one patient. She came in for her second treatment and she was so upset. She was distraught. She had washed her hair that morning and her hair started falling out in clumps. And so I felt so awful. She didn't even want to continue with treatment. She's like, I'm done. This is it. I can't do this. And so I sat her down. We chatted about it for a bit. She decided to go ahead with chemo. And then I took it upon myself to essentially look for wigs in the area that she could kind of look into. And so I found actually a gap in the wig industry for specifically for oncology patients, because it is a little bit different finding a wig for fun or for whatever reason. But when you're going through something like cancer, I feel like you need a little bit of a different service. So I was looking for something geared for cancer patients and I couldn't find it. And so I was talking to a colleague of mine and he had mentioned cold capping. And I was always told as a nurse that, oh, it doesn't work. It's not a real thing. It's one of those gimmicky things that people just do. And then I actually looked into the research and it 100% works. And so I kind of took a deep dive into that. And so then I was like, you know what? Why is this not offered in Canada? Why is it not offered in Ontario? Like, I've always been told it doesn't work, but it does work. And why is it not an option? And so I teamed up with Ashley, who went to fashion school, and we've designed the caps. And so all of our cold caps are actually Canadian or Ontario made. So that's kind of how we started. And yeah.
Very cool. And yeah. So you mentioned Ashley was doing fashion. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I've always been interested in fashion and kind of like starting my own business. And I've dabbled in that a little bit, dabbled in a little home decor sewing. But I just never found anything that I was super passionate about or something that was really going to like help people or be, you know, something that could sustain me for a long time. And then when PA reached out to me about this, I just felt so passionate about it. And I just knew that like I could finally like use my skills to really help people. And that just, yeah, that just left me so, so passionate and inspired. So yeah, that's me.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a special thing you ladies are doing. Do you have any like fun, cool little like success stories? Maybe somebody who reached back out and had a thank you for, you know, recommending or that they found out that you offer that and they took advantage of it and saw the results.
Yeah, we've had, so cold capping isn't an easy process. It is quite intense. We're very transparent about that when it comes to our clients. And so essentially you wear the cold cap an hour before, during, and then 4 hours after treatment, and they sit at -30 to -35 degrees Celsius. So it's quite cold, but you do need a caregiver to essentially do it for you. And so we've had a lot of like partners and husbands after the process kind of reach out and be like, we would love to volunteer to help someone that might not have a caregiver to do the cold capping. And that's like a big commitment. That's like an 8 to 10 hour day for them to spend with someone else that is going through cancer, and like the emotional side and the mental side of that. So having them even volunteer their time to do that is amazing. So they obviously see the toll it took on their significant other, and they want to be able to kind of help other patients that are going through the same thing.
Yeah, they must be seeing something, you know, positive through that to want to also then offer more of their time, you know, along with obviously helping through that mental aspect to it. So like you said, it works.
It works. It works. We have so many success stories. It truly does work.
Yeah. Very cool. Are there any like myths or misconceptions when it comes to cold caps and what you're hearing from people out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, when I started off as a nurse, we were always just told that it doesn't work. And so we never told our patients about it and our clients about it. But kind of the thing is, oncologists are mainly focused on treating the cancer and the side effects that come with it are just side effects that come up with any medication. So we've actually had a ton of clients bring it up with their oncologist, and the oncologist essentially saying, it doesn't work. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Like, it's not worth it. But if you actually look into the research, like, it's been around for 30 years. There's a ton of research on it. So it really does work. We've seen firsthand how much it works. The other misconception about cold capping is that there's the potential for scalp metastases kind of afterwards, after their treatment, because of how it works. But there was actually a study that was done on it, and it wasn't clinically significant. And so we actually recently, we currently have a client in Barrie that is cold capping, and that's what the oncologist had kind of mentioned to her. And when she told me about that, I sent her the research and she showed her oncologist, and her oncologist is like totally on board now.
Wow.
Super happy with the results, is willing to refer it now. So that's amazing.
Education. That's what
education.
It is.
Yep.
Right. Very cool. Okay. Well, I'm glad. I mean, I've always been behind you ladies on this stuff, make sure we try to hammer that home as much as possible. Okay, so you ladies are doing good things out there, helping people through a very traumatic experience in their life. And we've had this serious conversation of talking about the business and all this fun stuff. So awesome, super segue on my part. Fun. Let's talk about fun when we're not working on the business or in the business or doing the good work that you're doing out there. What do you ladies like to do for fun in your spare time?
What do I like to do? I like to hang out with my family. PA and I both have a trailer in Grand Bend. So we like to spend our summers there hanging out together and our kids playing. I've also got a family cottage up in the Corfus, so we frequent that a lot. I'm not a winter girly, so I don't do a whole lot in the winter. Just kind of stay inside. So do fun things that way. But yeah, that's kind of what I like to do.
What about you, PA? Same thing.
I don't know. I have two kids and another one on the way, so I guess you can consider that fun.
Yeah.
Your idea of fun is being pregnant and having babies.
Yeah, exactly. I have fun being pregnant and having babies. Yeah, no, and Ashley mentioned we recently got a trailer, kind of like literally three trailers down from Ashley last year. So we like to go up there in the summer, and I'm a foodie, so I like to eat. So that's why I'm coming over for dinner.
Very nice. Yeah. I'm a big foodie. I grew up going to the trailer on the weekends. We had a trailer in Lazy Acres Family Campground for a very long time, just east of Orillia.
I think I've heard of that campground. I think it's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah. The lake is really nice, overfished at this point, because it was known as such a good lake that everybody went and fished. So it's hard to catch fish there. But I grew up fishing there, they have a beach there as well too. And when we first moved into the park, they had a committee, right when the new owners kind of took over there, and the committee lasted for about 3 or 4 years after, but it was going strong for about 20 years. So they had, specific kind of leaders within the park. My mom participated in a newsletter for like 1 or 2 years, and everybody there would get a newsletter every couple of months, and it would kind of outline everything that was kind of going on for the year. So we had like a horseshoe tournament at the main park every year. There was a beach day. We did Christmas in July. There was Halloween stuff that was going on. I remember
so fun, the community that it brings. And we also have Halloween's like the biggest weekend there. And I learned pretty quick why. Like, it's just so much fun there.
It is. It really is.
I came second place in a talent show 1 year.
What was your talent? I gotta know.
I brought my dad up in front of the judges, and I fed him a bug, and he ate it. And he cleared half the room in the back.
What was your talent?
It was a big bug. Yeah, I said, well, it wasn't my talent. I said, my dad's a bug eater.
Oh, my God. What bug was it?
No, he's been drinking rum and coke all day. I'm like, Dad, I need you for a second. Just come up here. And I passed the bug in front of everybody, and then I put it in his mouth and he ate.
Oh, my God.
I almost won first place.
Clearly, that was
great. How long ago was this?
Oh yeah, I know. This is, you know, we're talking about over 10 years, 15 years ago, a long time ago, but
that's so funny.
Okay, so we'll switch gears here a little bit and get something a little bit more on the serious side of things. Sometimes we go down a path in life and we don't always get to pick and choose where life decides it wants to throw us. Sometimes it leaves us on that path, but oftentimes it'll try to pull or push us off of that path and point us in a different direction. We have to, you know, make adjustments. We go through these life challenges and these hardships. But what's always amazed me is how resilient we are as human beings and how we're able to find silver linings so that we can mentally push through those. And we learn from that. It makes us stronger, makes us better in most cases. And so I wanted to ask you if you've ever been through a life challenge or a hardship that you've overcame, maybe it made you stronger, maybe it made you better, maybe some silver linings that you took from it.
Yeah. So the starting of the cold capping is business has not been easy. We've definitely hit a lot of roadblocks, a lot of pushback from hospitals. We actually started in June and we had to essentially restart all over again. So that's made us, Ashley and I, really appreciative and of each other and the effort and the time that we've put into this business. It really makes a difference when you're in business with someone that is just as passionate as to helping people as you are. And it's not just about kind of the income from it. So like Ashley and I, we have the exact same vision for the business. We're here to help our clients, kind of essentially help support them through their cancer journey, make it as easy as we can. And so like we know firsthand going through cancer isn't easy, and any type of support that we can really offer really helps the patient feel understood, less lonely and powerful. So having to essentially rebuild a business from another business essentially was kind of our huge challenge. And we've really learned from that. And we've come to just really appreciate the teamwork that we have.
You know, always nice to have a partner, like you said, who shares the same morals and values that you do, that puts in that same level of work ethic, that cares a lot. It goes a long way because two heads are better than one, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Ashley, are you sharing? Are you sharing the same thing, or do you have one you like?
Yeah,
to share
no, well? that's pretty much where I'm at with that. As far as hardships, I haven't had any real hardships personally that I can tie that back into, but yeah, just as a business, that's kind of what we struggled with at first. It's really important to know who you're going into business with before you enter a business, and definitely make sure that you're sharing on the same values and morals, like you said, because things can get a little dicey if you're in business with the wrong people.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So you know, trust pull that up from there, right? And
all about trust in the process. You keep fighting, keep pushing back, because one day you'll look back on it and you'll see those barriers that you broke. You know, if you put your mind to anything, you can really do anything that you want in life. So,
yeah.
So keep going. Okay. What's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business?
I wish that our listeners knew that we truly care about the clients. We do everything that we possibly can to make their experience easier, whether that's, they don't have a caregiver to do the cold capping for them. We are on the hunt. We're looking for PSWs. We're currently looking for a PSW right now for our one client. We're just always there to try and set that up. If they can't make it to the dry ice place and get the dry ice on time, we figure out ways to get it delivered to them, or if we can hand deliver it, we are right there to help them. We come to your house as long as you're, you know, within Ontario and not too far away from us. We'll come to your house. We'll teach you how to use the cold caps, really educate you guys so that you feel the most confident in your decision with cold capping. We're with you along the entire journey, checking in with you. How was your treatment? How do you feel today? And looking back, like on patients that have already gone through and they finished their chemotherapy, checking in to see how they're doing on their other treatments, how's their hair going? Is it looking good? Send us photos, send us pictures after you get your haircuts done. We are 100% here for the client. And other than that, we also have our scrunchie fund where we are trying our best to really give back to nonprofits that really help out the cancer community. So we hand sew the scrunchies ourselves, and we sell them on our website. We also sell them at markets. That's where we met you, Sean. And everything that we do for that, 100% gets donated to a charity. So we kind of sit together and we ask for people's input on, you know, what charity best helped you when you were going through cancer. And yeah, we try and donate to them. So yeah, we're trying to give back, and we really care about our clients.
Very well said. I think a lot of listeners will take a lot out of that. Very nice. And if anybody's interested in wanting to know a little bit more and get in touch with you ladies, what's the best way that they can do that?
Yeah, so they can visit us on our website at coldcapcrowns.com. We're also on Instagram. We post a lot on there. And yeah, we're on Facebook as well. But if they want to find more information, more in-depth stuff, frequently asked questions, we have a few blog posts on our website. That's probably the best way to find us. Or yeah, watch us on Instagram. Maybe we'll be in a market or a neighborhood event near you, and you can come visit us in person.
Very cool. Well, awesome conversation by a couple of awesome ladies. We'll definitely figure out the supper thing and decide what's going to be on the menu. PA will probably dictate what we're having.
Decide that. She's the foodie. I'll eat
sushi and pasta. So
okay. So I wooed Julie through my salmon poke bowls. So we
love poke bowls. Those are my fave. You got me. I'm there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and doing this, and looking forward to doing it down the line.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, great. Super fun.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Midhurst. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmidhurst.com. That's gnpmidhurst.com. Or call 705-413-3775.